With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. Happy to have him every Monday at 11 o'clock. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are well. There are a number of points to talk about here. Let's bring up the one that I've heard four or five times since yesterday. Jekyll and Hyde. It's perplexing to me how the defense can play pretty darn well and then play pretty god-awful in consecutive weeks, bouncing back and forth from one to the other, Scott. Any clue what's going on here?
It's frustrating, I'm sure. I know we'll ask Kevin Stefanski about that in a little bit. I think part of it is the team you play against and where they choose to attack, and I think New England had a much better plan than, let's say, Cincinnati did. I think part of it, and I believe this goes for the whole team, is they play well one week and either think they have things solved or feel good about themselves and don't come out with the same intensity the next week. And I think that feels like it's been a problem all year. I think that contributes to 5-5, especially with all the expectations that everyone had. And I know inside the building and inside the team, I think there is some sense of, hey, we're just good enough to go out and beat people. And they obviously are not just good enough to show up and beat teams that are any good, because they don't really have many signature wins. That Cincinnati win's their best win. Everything else is like, eh. And the teams that they play that are right in the playoff mix with them, besides Cincinnati, they've lost to all those teams.
Scott, this offense has just become absolutely stagnant. What is the solution to this? Is it play calling? Is it quarterback play? What has caused this to become so bad?
I think quarterback play is a lot to do with it. And, when Baker played well against Cincinnati and there was some explosiveness to the offense, through the air and the ground, the offense looked a lot different, right? I mean, it was only a week ago they scored 41 points. I know that it's, 17 or fewer in four of the last six.
I think 5 of 7.
5 of 7. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's a trend, right? I don't think, Baker's been inconsistent like everybody's dealing with a lot of stuff, but he doesn't just change the game, right? We've seen some quarterbacks overcome the rest of their team or overcome bad play calling, and Baker has been unable to do that. I think, I know we talked about Odell a bunch, and they're probably better off without him. But on days like yesterday where you look and the TV's showing nobody running open, you wonder, okay, well, Odell seemed to be running open. There's not maybe a game breaker among the receivers anymore, especially with Jarvis Landry still dealing with the knee injury. I think you missed Jack Conklin at right tackle. There's no doubt about that. Blake Hance is struggling, especially in pass protection. And you don't have Chubb and Hunt, and that's a big part of your offense. So I think it's everything. I think it's play calling. I think it's your quarterback, and I think it's maybe not having your full complement of talent. But, we haven't talked about it yet, but adjustments, right? They go down, and the script is good. The script usually leads to a touchdown or a big drive on the first series of the game. And then it doesn't – then it goes downhill from there. And defenses adjust, and I don't know if it's Stefanski not adjusting properly or he doesn't have the, kind of weapons to do what he needs to do when the defense says, okay, we're going to take away this and this. They have a hard time executing and being successful when they try to go to their third option as an offense.
All right, so we'll just go there. We've been talking about play calling and everything else, and this is not a condemnation of Kevin. I think he did a good job of that last year. But the numbers don't lie. They're not scoring points, and they're not adjusting. They're really good coming out of a locker room when they've scripted stuff. How about if the head coach pay attention to the defense when the defense is on the field and let Alex Van Pelt think about what's going to come up next with the offense and just give it a shot? And the only reason I say it, it's not working right now, Scott. Maybe down the road Kevin takes it back. But how about changing it up right now?
Yeah, I mean, I get your point, and it's hard to argue given what happened yesterday and given what's been happening lately. I don't think that should be off the table. I don't think Stefanski should dismiss that out of hand. My only counter would be, you know, he trusts Joe Woods with that defense. I'm not sure Stefanski paying more attention to every snap would change how the defense gets called or how it looks.
Or how about just managing the game? You know, not necessarily get involved in the defense. Just coach the game.
Yeah,
be the big cheese.
Jeff, I don't buy that argument. There's plenty of coaches that call the plays. Like, I don't feel like he's mismanaged games. Like, I don't think there's been clock blunders. I don't think he hasn't challenged plays that he should be challenging because he's not paying attention. I mean, you see Bill Belichick with his defense. He's got his back to the game, right, when their offense is on the field. I mean, that happens in this league. Andy Reid calls plays. Sean Payton calls plays. And obviously I'm talking about two of the better coaches in the league. But I don't think you can't do one and do both. Like,
I agree. My only point is it's not working right now.
It's not working. Yeah, but, I mean, I get what you're saying, but just because you change something, that necessarily is the problem. You know what I mean?
Very
I think
true.
Plenty of problems. I'm not sure. I don't believe that that's the problem.
Scott Petrak joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you make out of Myles Garrett saying in the postgame press conferences that they didn't make any adjustments?
Yeah, it was tough to tell exactly if Myles Garrett was trying to throw Joe Woods under the bus because he got the follow-up question. He said, hey, we didn't, you know, we just didn't make adjustments. They kept scoring. We didn't stop them. And, you know, that could be on the players. It could be meant as a coaching staff. Certainly felt like it was directed as a coaching staff because that's who we usually talk about when we talk about adjustments. If that's what Myles meant, I don't love that he did that publicly. I don't think you should throw your coaches under the bus. That doesn't mean he was wrong. It felt like, I mean, the Browns didn't make any adjustments or any adjustments that worked, right? They ran, New England ran screens. They ran the ball up the middle. They threw the ball. They ran reverses and ends around. Like, whatever they ran worked. And, you know, I went back and watched those third downs, right, because New England converted their first six third downs. Now, Woods tried different things. He went with four-man pressure. He went with five-man pressure. He played zone. He played man. He dropped Myles Garrett in coverage once on his own, you know, on his own pressure. So he tried different things. They just weren't the proper adjustments. And, you know, Myles kept pointing out that they would double-team him or chip him, and it left the middle of the field open, and Mac Jones had time to find guys over the middle, and that was never taken away. You know, John Johnson III, I thought this was also a condemning. He said, yeah, they kind of did what we've had problems with all year.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Belichick went back and said, okay, they struggle with X run or X concept. Let's go do that. And you can't be vulnerable. Again, especially against a coach like Bill Belichick, you have to be able to fix what you've done wrong in the past. And if Belichick was able to attack that so simply, that is an indictment on Joe Woods and his staff.
I thought John Johnson's comment was even more direct and telling than anything Myles had to say on that. How do you not go fix something that has been a problem in the past, Scott, unless you don't have the personnel to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. You know, you would assume that it's not as simple as, oh, teams won't try that against us, right? I mean, you can't be that naive. The problem is, I think they have the personnel where they should be able to fix everything, right? They have their front four. You know, they had JOK back yesterday. I know he's coming off an injury, but he was back. They have their starting secondary, right? They have all three safeties. They want to run that dime package. They have those guys. So I'm not buying a lack of personnel as an excuse for that.
All right, Scott, I'm going to come out and say it because I know we've been hearing it somewhat too. Is it Case Keenum time?
I'm not ready to say that. Now, I need to see how Baker's right knee is this week. If he can move around fine and function like Baker needs to function, I think you stay with Baker Mayfield. If he's not able to do it and all the injuries have accumulated to the point where he doesn't feel comfortable and he can't perform at the level necessary, then, yeah, I'm fine with going to Case Keenum. Maybe Baker needs a week off. Detroit theoretically should be the week you could give him off, and then you hope to get him back for the stretch drive. I thought it was telling that Baker was not nearly as enthusiastic, as emphatic as he usually is when asked after games when he has injuries, will you be able to play next week? It's usually a yes. I mean, I watched him when he walked out of First Energy Stadium in a swing, and he said, yeah, I'll play. Yesterday it was, we'll see, and I'm pretty beat up. So I think it's taken a toll on him. I think his performance yesterday obviously had something to do with it. The loss affected his mindset, but it bears watching. But bottom line, I think if he's healthy enough, I continue to play him. The question is, will he be healthy enough?
See, that's the question. I am completely open to the idea that everything that might be not going well for Baker this year is because of his health, Scott. I don't think we can assume anything other, do you?
Well, it's interesting, Jeff. I know it plays a part in it, and that's one of my list of things to ask Kevin Stefanski about today is how much does he think it is affecting Baker. I don't want to just excuse Baker's poor play based on the injuries. He's out there. He needs to perform at a higher level. I don't think the shoulder or the knee affected his decision to throw to David Njoku on that interception. I thought Bill Belichick did a great job of taking away the first read. I thought Baker struggled getting to that second and third read, and that's got nothing to do with your shoulder or your knee. Having said that, I will not dismiss it as a factor. And I'm not sure when we're going to know exactly how big of a factor it is, but it certainly is one. But he still needs to play better. If he's on the field, he needs to play better, and he needs to process faster than he did yesterday against a really difficult defense.
10 seconds. Odell tonight. Factor for the Rams or bit part? Does nothing.
Well, I lean more toward bit part. I don't think he'll do nothing. I do not think he'll have a huge impact. But if you're the Browns, I think you have to be worried about having a huge impact because you don't want to see that, especially following what happened Sunday in New England.
Very true. Scott, thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Scott Petrak, BrownsZone.com. BrownsZone.com. You can go read all of Scott's work, and he does a great job, along with the staff of the Chronicle-Telegram, of covering the Browns.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.